now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Loff.
All right. Thank you, everyone. This is Michael Loff with Serotalk Tech Chat. This is number 20, and tonight we are speaking with Scott White, who oversees the Newsline service for the National Federation of the Blind. We thank you, Scott, for joining us this evening as we learn about Newsline, which, of course, started off on the telephone and has since evolved into now allowing you to get newspapers and magazines and even TV listings, not only through your web browser, ad-free, but also utilize these publications on your portable device, at least some of them anyway, including the Victor Stream, Braille Plus, and Icon. Here to talk about all that tonight is Scott White. Thank you for joining us tonight, Scott.
Thank you, Michael, for so graciously inviting me on Serotalk's chat tonight. So I'm the Director of Sponsored Technology for the National Federation of the Blind, working for them since July of 06. NFB Newsline is an audio information source, and as Michael said, it started on the phone, and it was actually started back in 1995, and it was a different system than we actually have now. Back then, it was in certain cities in local call-in centers, and those local call-in centers provided at that time a couple of newspapers that were unique to that state, and then a couple like the USA Today and a couple other national newspapers. In 2002 and 2003, NFB Newsline developed like a centralized processing center, so all the electronic text comes into Baltimore, and all the phone lines terminate in Baltimore. And we've been doing that up until we released NFB Newsline Your Pocket and Web News on Demand, and that was released on March 29th of this year. We developed an online website that's accessible by going to www.nfbnewslineonline.org. That is the public portion of the website. I'll talk about that first. You also find a login link there that is only for subscribers to log into. On the website, you're going to find information about the NFB Newsline Your Pocket, the Web News on Demand, and you're going to find information about two other items coming to NFB Newsline soon. The first one is called Podable, P-O-D-A-B-L-E, News, like an iPod. A person will be able to go in sort of cafeteria style and select either the full paper if they wish, but I think more importantly where its strengths are is to be able to go ahead and just select what sections of the newspaper you want. For example, myself, I read the business financial section of the New York Times and the money section of USA Today. So what I can do is go in for a secure website and check those. I want those two sections to be sent to me via podcast. Now, what actually happens is when I request my podcatching client request those, files are actually generated and sent to me. It would be read in the synthetic voice that, you know, you would hear over the phone. The Eloquence is what we're currently using. Later on, I would say by the end of this year, we will have a more human quality voice that will be available on the phone and via the podcast. But right now, it is the Eloquent speech engine that we're using. So you would use your podcatching client and get this information. It will be broken down into individual articles. This will be sent out actually in WAV files. Using your MP3 player going through your WAV files, what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to go from article to article. So it still is going to have the advantage of, on NFB Newsline, we've designed it so if you're reading an article and you wish to go ahead and skip to the next article, you've heard enough of that one, that same functionality is going to remain with Podable News. The other initiative that will be coming up soon is something called KeyStream, Key for Keyboard and Stream for Streaming. This particular initiative is going to be where you can hear the exact same thing that you would over the phone. It will be the exact same interface. The only difference is that you'll be actually making a call using your computer. So you will hear the actual NFB Newsline voice and all the readings over your computer speakers. The way that you will navigate that will be the exact same as you do on the telephone. You would go ahead and use the numeric pad over to the right of your keyboard. So, like the number 3 right now on the phone takes you to the next article. Well, the number 3 on the keyboard is going to perform the same function. And all the other keys, like the 7 and 9, to speed it up and slow it down, those will all be the same as well. That's Web News and Podable News.
How is that going to work? Install a little piece of software. How will it function?
Exactly. What it will happen is it's actually a voice over IP call that you're making into our servers in Baltimore. We've identified a piece of open source software that we can use to actually make the calls. And I see as the second generation of probably building our own client and getting you to install that. Since it's our own client, we'll be able to develop more features for it. But right now, it's basically going to be just a client that will make a call and then allow you to use the same keys to go ahead and perform the same functions.
You heard it here first, folks, I guess. I mean, I haven't heard it anywhere else. talk about Potable just a little bit. The one downside is it's certain people who are less PC savvy may have difficulty using that. So can you explain how that's going to function? What are the steps that one is going to have to do to pull down content that way?
Yes, that will, I think, require a person to have a little bit more technical skill to do that. What we're happy to do is to provide technical assistance in order to use the Potable News if one wishes to. We will go ahead and recommend, through some testing and trying to find one or two of the easiest podcatching clients that we feel that would be good for intermediate users, let's say. And then we will basically create instructions for that that are step-by-step to aid folks if they want to use that particular option.
Let's back up to your recent implementation of the Newsline Online. Talk about the setup procedure. What do we need to do to get this working for our Victor or Braille Plus or Icon?
What we're trying to do with this NFBNewslineOnline.org site is we get a lot of people that call in that will say, what newspapers have the best technology sections or have technology sections at all? Which ones have science, food? We try to develop mechanisms to make things to be more interactive between individual subscribers. I can envision us having things maybe like blogs in the future. Right now on the website, there are things called Your Line, and basically that's ways that subscribers can interact with each other. I see possibly of us having email lists and things like that. We'll be adding 3 magazines later on this year. We actually have where you can go and vote for the individual magazine. And if you don't see the one that's of interest to you, then there's a link there to go ahead and also let us know about, any other magazine of interest to you. Also on the website, there's a link for, Get Involved, and that describes different ways that you can get involved to help us spread the word of NFB Newsline. Currently, we have an awful lot of people using the service, but in comparison to the number of people that are actually eligible for the service in this country, we have a long way to go, just as a lot of other different services go. Now, what you were mentioning with the NFB Newsline in Your Pocket software is a software application that we developed that one downloads from our website, and you can go ahead and install it and run it on your PC, and what it will do is it will download the favorites that you set up on the phone under option number 4, and it will download those two things like your Victor Reader Stream, your Braille Plus, or your Icon.
So that's a good point. If someone doesn't have any favorites listed, if they haven't gone in via their telephone initially and set those up as their favorite publications, then there'll be nothing to download.
That is correct.
Okay, very good. Now, there's two different versions I noticed. There's a very small version of it, and there's one that's larger that has the Java built into it in case you don't have Java installed.
Well, what we'd recommend is people, especially if they have a broadband connection, to go ahead and download the one with Java. Because if they already have it on the computer, it's going to do no harm to go ahead and download the larger package when it installs. If they were to install the smaller one and they didn't have Java, basically the program will not work properly and will abort basically as it starts to run. So we recommend the version that has the Java in it.
Talk about how many different newspapers and magazines and how people could set up TV listings and how that works.
Currently on NFB Newsline, it is sponsored so the residents of 42 states plus the District of Columbia can call in and subscribe to the NFB Newsline. Actually, all residents in all 50 states can subscribe to the service. Now, the residents of the 42 states that are sponsored plus the District of Columbia are the ones that would get the full content. The ones that are in the non-sponsored states would just be able to read the magazines that we have on the system. Currently, we have The New Yorker, The Economist, Diabetes Self-Management, and we have the 3 AARP publications. We have a publication called Poets and Writers. As far as newspapers, we have 285 newspapers on the system right now, and then includes a wide variety of newspapers from individual states, and then we have national publications like New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Christian Science Monitor.
Okay, now one of the options I saw, I was going online and it said I could have the paper emailed to me. So kind of explain how that works.
Okay, the email option is something that we've had around for a couple years that will allow you to go ahead and get your favorite publication emailed to you. Again, that is based off your favorites. So once a person signs up for the email delivery, they're going to get that publication and any updates to the publication in their mailbox. And then that will be consist of 4 DAISY files. We have to send out the newspapers in a DAISY file format so we stay within the copyright law. That would require you to have a hardware device that can read those DAISY 3 files, or to have a software program like Book Wizard from American Printing House or from Freedom Scientific, the FS Reader.
Since a lot of people still like the good old touch-tone telephone, or maybe they have nationwide minutes and they want to maybe dial into the Newsline service while they're traveling on the bus or something, why don't you talk about the telephone interface?
We've had, several calls from folks asking us, I'm used to using a telephone, and I like to use the online options, but does it mean I have to stop using a telephone? No, absolutely not. What I do myself is I'll use a combination. Sometimes I'll use the telephone. For example, if I'm out somewhere, have some time, and want to pick up something and read it, I'll call on my cell phone. And usually maybe sitting at my desk at the computer, I'll go ahead and use the web news on demand. And also sometimes I use the NFP Newsline in your pocket to download it to my icon. The Web News on Demand is basically where you can go and get any of our publications, including the TV listings, and they're accessible through a web interface. We've designed this web interface to be very easy to use, so for users that are very advanced, they can get in there and quickly get information that they're looking for. But we've also devised mechanisms in like JAWS and Window Eyes and System Access. There's quick keys that allow you to jump around the web page. We've tried to develop those links in there. Like, for example, H will move you around from header to header. Now, of course, you can use the link commands to list the links and things like that. What we've also built in is different reading preferences. There's ways that a person can go ahead and look at the full newspaper in one web browser window. There's ways that a person can go ahead and look at just the individual section if they wish. And you can go ahead and look at article list. Now, when you look at the article list, you're going to see the titles, and then you're going to see, similar to search results like you would see on Google, you're going to see a sentence or two of that article and to let you decide if you want to read that article. Let's say I found an article that I want to read, and I'm sort of in that article view, let's say. Then I go ahead and press enter, and I see that on my screen now. Let's say it's recipes or something that I want to retain for my personal use. And I say personal use because it's very important that a person only use the electronic files that they get from NFP Newsline for their own personal use. That's going to help us be able to keep our agreements with the actual publishers that send us the electronic text. But you will be able to go ahead and get that article emailed to you. And that's actually not going to be in a DAISY file format. That's actually, since it's one individual article, we can go ahead and put that just in the body of the email. So, and you can keep that for your personal reference, you know, on your hard drive or print it out and keep it as long as you would like. Also, people have asked if they need to sign up, get a separate sign up to use the NFP Newsline online options. And the answer is no. I like to say one code fits all. So any of the options that you're going to use, the NFP Newsline in your pocket, the web news on demand, in the future, the portable news or the keystream, the telephone, all the same codes that you have. Let me go ahead and give our contact information at this point as well. Via telephone, they can do so by calling 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300. My email address is swhite, like Scott White. So my email address is swhite@nfb.org.
Key up and state your first name, and then we will call on each of you in turn, and you can ask Mr. White your questions this evening.
Tom.
Marianne.
Okay, we'll start with Tom. Go ahead, sir.
Scott, you made mention of several national well-known periodicals and publications. Do you do a great deal with state and or regional newspapers and such?
Yes, that is the majority of what we have on the system. Some states will have a larger volume of newspapers than others, but each state that is sponsored at least has two newspapers. A good number of them have more than that.
Marianne, your question, please.
I've installed the Newsline in your pocket with the Java file, and when I click on the icon on my desktop, it won't open or do anything, and I've installed it and uninstalled it like four times now. Just wondering how to resolve that issue.
Call the 866-504-7300, and the person that you want to speak to, the gentleman's name is Bob Watson. He deals with a lot of technical issues dealing with the NFP Newsline in your pocket and web news on demand.
Thank you.
Is there information we have to provide to verify that we are visually impaired and eligible to receive these services? How does that work?
There's a couple ways you can sign up. We have a sort of a self-application that's on a website that you would go to nfbnewsline.org. The application is there that you can fill out. That's one way. Another way, we have a printed form that you can either call and request us to send to you, or you can go ahead and download that, fill that out from the website, and send it in. There are several ways, yes, a person definitely has to be qualified for the service, and we fall under the same guidelines as the National Library Service. There are several questions that are asked on the application. One of the first ones is, are you a member of the National Library Service? If you check yes for that, then after filling out your other contact information, pretty much you're done with the application. Because what we can do is, once we receive that, we can call the Cooperating Network Library and verify that you are a patron, and then we go ahead and directly sign you up for the service. There's other options there, too, such things as, are you working currently with any type of rehab agency? We can also check with them. If you're a student, if you're, you know, a student of a school for the blind, would be another option. If none of those options apply, the other way that you would have to qualify for the service is we would have to have a note actually from a physician that would specify that you had a print disability. The service is not only eligible persons that are blind or vision impaired, but persons that would have mobility impairments, like persons that have trouble in turning pages, could have problems with their hand shaking, anything that prevents you from reading normal newsprint. I think that as blind persons, we really are not really aware of everything that's in the newspaper. Of course, in a newspaper, you're going to think, well, news. And unfortunately, there's a lot of violence and things that maybe people don't really want to read about. That's the good thing about NFB Newsline. You don't have to. You can go ahead and it allows you to pick the section. If the service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can call any time, night or day that you want. And it allows you to pick the section and the article. So if you read an article and you don't want to read that particular article, then you skip to the next one. But there's a lot of sections in the newspaper other than just, you know, news and sort of the world happenings that's going on. I love technology, so there's a lot of good technology sections. There's a lot of good science sections. Just two of my favorites. Other sections dealing with travel and food and dining, all kinds of things that, you know, really you don't think about being in the newspaper until you actually start using the service and seeing what's there. Another aspect is I'm in Baltimore, Maryland. Well, what I find of great advantage with NFB Newsline is I'm not only tied down to read the newspapers that are in my state and the national newspapers. For example, if I'm watching the nightly news and I see a particular story of interest, you know, on a news segment, 30 minutes, and including commercials, they don't have the time to go over the story in depth. So what I'm able to do is go ahead and go to a particular state where that would have a newspaper that of interest that story's going on, and read much more details about that and get a totally different perspective on it. So I think those are two good uses of also NFB Newsline.
What do you think are some of the best publications for the latest accurate technology news?
The thing that I probably read the most religiously would be personal tech section or the technology type articles that come out in the New York Times. There's ones in California, and also I think there's one in Massachusetts that does fair good coverage of technology. And that's what I'm also hoping to have more interactivity between the subscribers, because other people in other states could share, you know, papers that they find that have particular sections.
Do we have any other questions this evening?
If there's a particular newspaper, local or regional magazine that's not on your list, how would that particular magazine or newspaper of interest be applied to the service?
We have a backlog right now of papers to be added. Procedure would be is you would go ahead and contact us at that 866-504-7300, express your interest in that, and at that time you would identify to me which state you're in, and I would go ahead and I could pass that feedback on to, you know, the state sponsor. In each state, there is an organization. It could be the Agency for the Blind, the Talking Book Library, or it could be just a series of organizations that have come together to form a partnership to actually go ahead and sponsor the NFB Newsline service. They are the ones that would be responsible for adding the papers. So, and we would pass that information on to them. And if we get enough requests, I've seen, you know, states be responsive to that.
So can you lobby for materials in another state? Say you live in Florida, you're originally from Ohio. Can that be done, or you almost really have to advocate just for materials in your given state where you reside?
I pass any comments on. I like to know where the individual, you know, what state of their residence is right now. And that's going to have more bearing. Let's say, for example, it's the Talking Book Library. Of course, they're going to want to pay more attention to their patrons in that state, but I pass all comments on, and if they get enough requests for it, then I believe they would go ahead and consider adding it.
So where do the subsidies come to make this service available? Obviously, there's costs involved, and I know it was an issue to get it implemented in Indiana, so why don't you talk about that? So maybe if people want to get involved in that process, kind of what's involved financially to make it work.
Each state pays a subscription fee to NFB Newsline for all the residents that are in their state. Often the individual subscribers are, as any service, for those particular ones that have interest to contact the underlying funding source, and usually the funding source may pass through some other hands, like another agency for the blind or whatever, but the underlying funding source usually comes from the legislature. So in some states, we ask people that are current subscribers that are interested in promoting the service and seeing it to continue to call their legislative representatives.
What percentage would you say of people who are eligible for it are actually taking advantage of the NFB Newsline?
As far as the percentage with any print publication, your readership goes up at times and goes down at times. But I would say that, you know, all the particular subscribers that we have access the service at one time or another, and for different purposes. Some people love, you know, reading the newspaper, and that's all they do. Others come to us just to access the TV listings. Another may be a senior that's interested in AARP. I'd like to go ahead and take a minute and talk more about the TV listings. The TV listings are very interactive and very specific to a particular individual. So a subscriber on the phone, they have to go in and set up their listings at first. On the phone, it's option number 8. If you haven't been into TV listings before, it's going to recognize that you need to set up your profile. So the first thing it's going to ask you is for your particular zip code. Based on your zip code, then it's going to say, well, you have these either satellite or cable or antenna providers in your area. You go ahead and select that one by keying in the particular digits that correspond to that, like antenna would be 10, let's say Comcast would be 11, DirecTV would be 12, etc. Once you go ahead and do that, then it's going to ask you what time zone you're in. So you indicate whether you know, of course, Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific. Once you've done that, then it will start to list your TV listings. And your TV listings are very specific. For example, it's going to tell me Channel 11. For Baltimore, it's going to tell me WBAL. It's going to tell me the name of the program that's on there, but it's going to do more than that. It's going to give me the synopsis of the program. It's going to give me the duration of the program. And it's going to tell me the rating of the program, which a lot of blind parents find useful. They want their kids to view that or not to view that. And finally, it's going to tell you if it's closed captioned and audio described if available. The TV listings that are on Web News On Demand are very interactive, and you have all the same features. You will see all the same text. The difference is that when you go in there, you're going to see from the current time, let's say if I go and look right now, I'm going to see from the current time to midnight tonight. I'm going to see all for that particular channel. There are links on there that will allow me to go ahead and skip to the next channel, to go to the next day. There's also a combo box on there that will allow me to go ahead and type in the channel number that I want to go to, and it will automatically jump to that. Now, on the phone, we have similar type features. I have, you know, over 500 channels on my cable. So what I want to do is I want to see what's on channel 490. Well, of course, it's going to start off at channel 2. Well, I don't want to have to press the 3 key enough times to get to 490. So there's a way on there that I can go into a submenu, actually type in 490, and it will jump to the channel 490. Let's say that I want to see what's playing tomorrow night at 10 p.m. There's a way for me to do that as well. So we've tried to design it to be very interactive. There's also keys that, let's say that I'm just viewing what's going on at the current time. I can also go by channel, but on the phone I can go ahead and use the 6 key and move forward through time. So I'm basically going from program to program. There's also keys like in the when you're reading the articles that you can speed up and slow down the voice. As I mentioned, I have over 500 channels on my cable system. So let's say that I just want to go ahead and there's probably maybe 20 or 30 that I'm really interested in. So just as we have the favorites set up for the individual newspapers, we have favorites set up that you can both view on the web and your favorites that you can view on the phone. If I have channel 11 as my favorite, and then let's say that my next favorite would be like A&E, which is channel 20. So I could jump from 11 to 20, and it does that automatically. So pressing the 3 key, it goes to the next channel. In your favorites list, that would be 11 to 20 to 30. It could be anything, whatever I've identified as my favorites. And you can have any number of unlimited favorites for your TV listings.
Have you been tempted to consider changing the synthesizer so that it would be a little more appealing to people that aren't computer users?
We'll be adding a more human quality voice as far as the actual one that will be added. Not really certain at this time. It depends on testing and the actual quality of the voice and how it represents itself over the phone. This new voice will be used on the phone, and it will be actually used for the portable news when we do the podcasting. Some subscribers have indicated that they would like a more human quality voice, but let me caution everyone, because I will get email about this. The current voice that is on the system that current subscribers have grown to love will not be going away. I stress, will not be going away. We will just be making an additions. The current voice that is on the system, the Eloquence, allows you to speed up quite a bit. And still, you know, the voice is intelligible if you're used to listening at fast speeds, whereas the more human quality voices, when you speed them up, they begin to clip. For those users that really like to read fast, we're going to go ahead and make sure that we keep around the Eloquence speech engine. Persons listening to the podcast, go to our website, nfbnewslineonline.org, and the Your Line page, and basically vote for the magazine of your choice. Or you can just simply send me an email to swhite@nfb.org and indicate your choice, and I'll go ahead and record that. Actually, when you send in the vote, actually, I go ahead and keep those. So when we actually get to the process of adding them, then I can go ahead and basically take a look at, you know, everybody's.
Do you have a way of seeing when people come in that are new to the service, if they have difficulty getting it set up, or do they have to call? I mean, wait to see if there's certain problems. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but some people have issues with, I guess, what they call telephony, understanding how to navigate telephone menus.
Well, what you can always do is you can call us in at the national office, and we will be happy to walk you through. And if need be, as we've done in a number of cases, we actually can do, you know, a three-way call and call into the NFB Newsline system and have the person on the other end and, you know, get them set up as they need. Now, as far as instructions, we have under option number 9 off the main menu, we have a full set of instructions that you can get either on cassette or on CD. You can also listen to these instructions on our website, nfbnewsline.org. And we have things like, for the phone, we also have in large print, in Braille, we have what we call a how-to booklet, and that's basically a cheat sheet. It's a quick summary of all the commands. So we have several different publications that we can send out to folks. But if they need assistance, we can also go ahead and actually do, you know, one-on-one and call into the system. Now, there are opportunities where state sponsors can actually see calls that have lasted only like a minute or two. And those are people that probably are having some sort of trouble with the system. So those types of people can actually be contacted and see if they have any questions as well.
Okay, now I want to go back to this Potable service. Did I understand you correctly that you'll have some kind of RSS feed for the things that you're interested in so that you'll use just a podcatching client like Juice or maybe iTunes or some way that those feeds will just be downloaded every day as they become available? Is that how that's going to work?
We're still in the a little bit in the design phase of that. We have it up and running now in test. So the way we have it designed right at the moment is basically the person would go to our website and obtain the actual feed that they need, put it in the podcatching client, and then it would go ahead and request them when it was available. The articles that they want in a particular section or the full paper would be created on demand for them.
You will have choices of voices. It just does a conversion and sends an MP3 file or something with that voice or the Eloquence or any new voice that you choose? Is that how I understand it's going to work?
At this moment, it will be this the Eloquence, but once we have the new voices on the system, then you could choose Eloquence or you could choose the possibility of being able to add a more human quality voice that's a female and a male voice. So once you selected one voice, you would have to get all your files in that particular voice, but it is going to be based on the voice that you select. Did anyone else have any questions?
Jim Aldrich.
Go ahead, Jim.
I think the online service is fabulous. I've been using it more than I ever have on the phone. My question is, how can we get this more easily available in other smaller states? I'm in Montana. I don't think it's available in Wyoming, but how could people in Wyoming start to use this service? And is something being done about maybe two states sharing the $20,000 a year that it costs to get the service for states, etc.?
Efforts are going on in the non-sponsored states to go ahead and obtain the necessary funding to get their service in their state. Currently, there are 8 that do not have it. There's Maine, South Carolina, Arkansas, Wyoming that you mentioned, also Nevada, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Alaska.
What can individual citizens do to make that happen in those states?
There's different efforts going on in each one of the non-sponsored states. So what I would suggest people to do is to go ahead and contact me at the 866-504-7300 number or write an email to swhite@nfb.org. Their voice counts for a lot because an individual, a sponsor that's paying for the service, really wants to know those people that are out there that want it. So just the act of them contacting their legislative members and saying, I'm unable to read the newspaper right now. I'd like to read the newspaper. I'm right now unable to, you know, read anything about the legislative process to get information to be an informed citizen. This would help me to do that. Basically, to let people know that you're out there and that you want to hear these publications on NFB Newsline, that's what drives the service.
Scott White, we thank you very much for joining us this evening. We invite folks to join us next week on the 18th for podcast or Tech Chat 21. Reviewing the new, at least advanced version of the new NLS player being rolled out this summer, letting folks know how that device works. Lena Hinkle will be heading that up. And stay tuned. We will be doing, as it becomes available to us, demos, certainly in our regular podcast and maybe even a tech chat some point down the road. But one way or another, getting you information on the new iPhone 3GS. So we thank you for joining us this evening and to be here every Thursday at 8 Eastern. This is Michael Loff. Again, thanking Scott White from the NFB for taking time out of your evening to come and join us. And until next week, let's stay connected and stay directed.